From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A smaller earthquake struck New Zealand's South Island today following a powerful 7.8 magnitude quake that killed at least two on Sunday. Tanya Allardyce is a grocery store manager in the area.
Our suspended ceiling has come down with a lot of our lights and there's a lot of stock on the floor. So, yeah, we're really lucky that the people that were inside the building at the time got out safely and are now at home with their families.
Prime Minister John Key said there was a brief threat of a tsunami.
We know that waves were as high as 2 metres. We also know that New Zealanders responded absolutely as they should be in this instance. They didn't go down to the beach. They didn't go and ignore the warnings. They took the advice seriously. We now know that those around the country, that tsunami risk has been downgraded to coastal warnings, but we also urge people just to continue to be cautious.
Communications have been disrupted and roads damaged, forcing rescuers to use helicopters to reach the affected areas. Muslim leaders in Mauritania have urged authorities to execute a blogger who had been sentenced to death for apostasy for challenging decisions taken by Islam's Prophet Muhammad. The blogger had been in custody for nearly 3 years. If carried out, the execution would be the first in the country since 1987. Mauritania, an Islamic republic located in northwest Africa, tolerates slavery and female genital mutilation. Iraqi military says it has captured the city of Nimrud that had been overrun with Islamic State militants. Iraq's 9th Division of the Iraqi Army liberated the town completely and raised the Iraqi flag over its buildings. This is VOA News. A new wave of violence has struck restive western Myanmar, also known as Burma, with heavy fighting reported in Rakhine State. Government forces near the border with Bangladesh have been hunting insurgents linked to attacks that authorities say killed 9 people last month. Vikram Nehru, an analyst at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, said gaining accurate information is difficult.
Now, the reality is that there is no access by any members of the international community to these areas. So it's very difficult to tell whether the violence is the result of insurgents attacking Burmese soldiers or whether it is because of the heavy-handed tactics, perhaps of the army in the area.
The government said police were ambushed Saturday by dozens of attackers. One soldier and 6 attackers were killed. Witnesses have since accused soldiers in the region of raping and killing ethnic Rohingya and burning their homes. The Rohingya are widely seen as illegal immigrants from Bangladesh, and most are denied citizenship in Myanmar. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's transition team has announced that Republican National Committee Chairman Rance Priebus will be the new chief of staff. Team also named media executive Stephen Bannon as Mr. Trump's chief strategist as well as counselor. Meantime, European Union foreign ministers minus Britain, France, and Hungary met Sunday in Brussels to discuss the possible impact of a Trump White House on European relations with the U.S. University of Denver scholar Jonathan Adelman on why some foreign ministers did not attend the meeting.
I think it reflects a fundamental division there because, after all, the British are the Brexit. They're on their way out. The Hungarians are very conservative, very right-wing. And the French, there was a recent poll in France that pointed out that 57% of Frenchmen would like to think about leaving the EU, and they'd rather be French than European. So I think the fact that those three were not there isn't necessarily a sign at all that they were anti-American. In fact, with the British and the Hungarians, I would say especially the Brits, they're very pro-American.
Anti-Trump protesters marched for a 5th straight day Sunday, many of those protesters saying that they'll keep marching right up until Trump's inauguration. Former Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton has said Mr. Trump deserves people to treat him with an open mind. Leon Russell, who performed, sang, and produced songs, rock and roll's top records, has died in his sleep at the age of 74. No other details available. Russell recorded songs like Tightrope and Lady Blue and participated in the concert for Bangladesh. Tributes poured in from entertainers all over the world who appreciated Russell's style of music.
That's the latest world news from VOA.